So given the number of games demonstrated at the convention, it's clear that kids have a lot of options. But what about adults? Well, just this week, the President's Council on Physical Fitness put up a new program on the internet. It tests physical fitness, and it gives a baseline for designing an exercise program. So when I got back to the office, I asked my two middle-aged colleagues to try it, David Malikoff and John Hamilton.
I'm 47 years old.
And David?
I'm 46.
Okay, so you guys are about the same age, and I know you're both competitive, so here's the deal. There's going to be four activities: sit-ups, push-ups, stretching, and we're going to put you on the scale to test your body mass index. Now, first, you're going to have to do a cardiovascular test.
All right, so the goal is to walk a mile, and at the end, we have to measure our heart rate. Whoever has the lower heart rate is the winner. Ready, set, go.
Doing all right there? I'm breathing a little bit. Just a little bit, though. Just a little bit.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Through the finish line.
Hey, finished. All right, now it's time for a little pulse taking.
All right.
All right, so guys, how'd it go?
Well, it appears that I had a slightly lower heart rate at the end of our 1 mile walk than John did.
Assuming he was counting accurately.
What I'm picking up, what I'm detecting in your voice is maybe a little competition going on here?
Oh, we're not competitive. We're friends.
John is an outstanding young man.
All right, we got to move on. Richard Harris, come along with us. We need you to judge the push-ups.
Okay.
All right,
I'm
ready.
Are you ready for this?
I'm good.
Okay,
you ready?
All right,
okay.
Strong. All
right.
Two,
all right.
Four, five, six, seven.
I give up.
Eight,
I'm done, man.
Nine,
I don't think I'm fit enough to take the president's fitness test.
So it looks like we've got a clear winner here. David did 15, John did 30. Guys, we're going to head down to the NPR fitness room, down in the basement of the NPR headquarters. We're going to do the last leg of the competition down here, the curls or the sit-ups. Okay, Brenda Wilson, will you watch David?
Gentlemen, are you ready?
Ready.
Keep your back down, four. Keep your back down, five. Keep your back down, six.
42. Time! 42 over here.
Okay, John had a wild-eyed look over here, but I think he did nearly double as many.
That's hard.
Okay, after this, guys, you're done with movement. So this is the sit and reach test. It's designed to measure your flexibility. Okay, it says with your fingertips in contact with the yardstick.
David Malikoff and John Hamilton, come down to the mailroom. I've found a scale.
All right, so we are completely naked here in the mailroom.
Do take your shoes off, then we know it's
right,
body
right.
Weight.
Shoes off. Shoes off, clothes on. All right, I am stepping on to the scale.
Okay, it's hovering at 15999, so we're going to put you 160. All right, David, hop on there.
Well, let's see. In high school, I weighed 155, so I think I'm probably right around there still.
All right, let's see. It's hovering around, 195. All right, David, 195.
All right, let's enter the data, man.
Yeah, we're sitting in front of the computer. We've got the website up. Now we need to input all the numbers. Okay, so I've got the results in front of me. John, it looks like you were in the 81st percentile.
I feel okay about that.
And David, it looks like you were in the 51st percentile, right about dead in the middle.
Yeah, but I learned I'm a little overweight and got some work to do.
There's always next year, right?
Man, I'm coming back. I'm ready. Watch out for me next year.
I'll be here, man.
That was NPR's John Hamilton, David Malikoff, and Allison Aubrey. NPR's Richard Harris, Brenda Wilson, and producer Rebecca Davis officiated. How many NPR employees does it take? Take a fitness test.
Touchdown every morning, 10 times, not just now and then. Give that chicken fat back to the chicken and don't be chicken again. No, don't be chicken again.
And if you want to challenge your coworkers to the president's fitness test, no matter how many there are, just go to npr.org/health.